car came on, probably expecting him to get the hell out of the way like a normal person would. Like he should.
Hulk mad, Kevin bellowed. Hulk smash.
He leaped forward to meet the car before it could brake, grabbed its front bumper, and flipped it over his head so that it struck the pavement upside down with a squeal of bending metal and shattering glass. Inside, a woman started screaming.
Oh, man, Diego said, shaking his head. He was pretty, with dark, dense, curly hair, big, wide eyes, and really full lips. But then, who wasn't pretty? Even Kevin and the rest of Raul's morons were pretty.
Kevin, we're supposed to be laying low. Riley said.
Kevin mimicked in a harsh soprano.
Get a spine, Diego. Riley's not here.
Kevin sprang over the upside-down Honda and punched out the driver's side window, which had somehow stayed intact up to that point. He fished through the shattered glass and the deflating airbag for the driver. I turned my back and held my breath, trying my hardest to hold on to the ability to think. I couldn't watch Kevin feed. I was too thirsty for that, and I really didn't want to pick a fight with him. I so did not need to be on Raul's hit list. The blonde kid didn't have the same issues. He pushed off from the bricks overhead and landed lightly behind.